WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center, your foot care specialists at Midwest Health Center in Atlantic. Give them a call today at 800-334-5516. And checking sports, in high school volleyball action locally last night in the Hawkeye 10, it was Harlan downing Atlantic in three straight. Lewis Central swept three games from Clarinda. Kemper Catholic downing St. Albert 3-0. Creston over Denison 3-1. In the Western Iowa Conference, Trainer over Audubon in three straight. Missouri Valley swept three from Riverside. Tri-Center took three in a row from Logan Magnolia. Underwood downing AHSTW 3-1. IKM Manning swept 3 from Griswold. In the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Adair Casey over Peyton Sherdan 3-0. Arweva over West Harrison 3-0. West Harrison topping Whiting 2-1. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Woodbine 3-0. In the corner, it was Stanton over Nishnabotna 3-2, and Essex over Heartland Christian 3-0. High school cross country last night, Southwest Valley holding an invitational at Corning. On the girls' side, it was Shenandoah winning the team title with 21 points. Red Oak was second with 115. Southwest Valley also had 115. They were third. Riverside and Clarinda round out the top five. Claire Campbell of Shenandoah was the individual champion. Alexis Post of Riverside placing third in that meet last night. Mackenzie Hulsing of Southwest Iowa was fifth. On the boys' side, Tim Brink of Riverside won the individual title. His teammate, Otis Macheka, finishing in third place in that meet. Shenandoah won the title with 47 points. Riverside, the runner-up, with 68. Red Oak, Clarinda, and Bedford round out the top five. In swimming last night, the Atlantic girls swim team won all 12 events in a dual meet that was held at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA as they beat Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln by a total of 118-49. Well, high school football hits week four tonight. We've got a game for you this evening here on KJAN as Atlantic will play on the road at ADM. Pregame at 6:30. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock tonight for that broadcast. You can join Chris Parks and Seth Christensen for all the action tonight live here on the radio and online. And you can also catch the live video stream on our TV page at KJAN.com. You can hear more from Coach Eric Waldstein a little later this afternoon at 4:45 on Trojan Preview. That's Chris's weekly visit with the Atlantic head coach. That's all coming up tonight here on KJAN. Also around the region, some other football matchups tonight include Harlan hosting Dallas Center Grimes. Creston is home to Greene County. Glenwood hosting Winterset in 3A play. In 2A action tonight, Southeast Valley is at Shenandoah. Clarinda plays at East Sac County. Red Oak at West Central Valley. Kemper Catholic hosting South Central Calhoun. In Class 1A play tonight, AHSTW is at OABCIG. IKM Manning will host West Monona. Trainer is at Missouri Valley, and Underwood goes to Southwest Valley. Also in Class A play tonight, top-ranked Audubon at home to Logan Magnolia. Tri-Center hosting Westwood. Griswold is at Maple Valley, and St. Albert visits Riverside. Also in Class A tonight, Bedford will host Earlham, Nottoway Valley home to Pleasantville. Among the eight-man games tonight, Exira EHK is at Arweva. West Harrison at Boyer Valley. Woodbine is at River Valley. Also, Adair Casey at Coon Rapids Bayard. Glidden Ralston is at East Union. Guthrie Center hosting Murray. Cam will be at home against Essex tonight. Lennox will host Sydney. Stanton is at East Mills. Nishnabotna visits Fremont Mills, an eight-man play tonight. Well, the similarities between Pittsburgh and Iowa have helped make their semi-regular series an exciting one. The Hawkeyes and the Panthers find themselves in much different spots heading into Saturday's matchup at Kinnick Stadium. Iowa's Kirk Ferentz is one of the nation's longest tenured coaches, but Ferentz has shaken things up in his 17th season in Iowa City with a new-look offense and fake field goal tries in each of Iowa's first two games. Pitt has yet another new coach in Pat Narduzzi, who stymied Iowa and the rest of the Big Ten when he was defensive coordinator at Michigan State. And Narduzzi is going to keep Iowa guessing as well. He's declined to name a starting quarterback for Saturday's game against the Hawkeyes, saying he'll just wait until before kickoff to make his decision between Chad Wojtek and Nate Peterman. Narduzzi had said earlier this week he planned to reveal his choice Thursday and that both players would see reps no matter who went out for the first series. Peterman, a junior transfer from Tennessee, has the better numbers this season, but Wojtek has started 15 consecutive games for the Panthers. Narduzzi said he would use practice as the barometer on who gets the nod, adding that he was in no hurry. You can hear that game live tomorrow night here on KJAN, 5 o'clock pregame. Just after 7 o'clock is the kickoff time. Iowa State's first road game will be its final test before the Big 12 season. The Cyclones can't afford to start league play with a losing record. Iowa State heads on Saturday to Mid-America Conference favorite Toledo, which stunned Arkansas on the road last week in need of a response after losing to Iowa 31-17. The Cyclones finally paid for its listless rushing attack as the Hawkeyes shut them out in the second half, but Iowa State's play has been at times encouraging, especially on defense. In the NFL last night, Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos have pulled off their first fourth-quarter magic act of the 2015 NFL season. The Broncos improbably scored two touchdowns in a nine-second span of the final minute to stun their arch-rival Kansas City Chiefs 31-24. It left KC fans in disbelief at Arrowhead Stadium. After Manning's 19-yard touchdown pass to Emmanuel Sanders tied the game with 36 seconds left, the backbreaker came on the next play. Bradley Roby scooped up a fumble by Jamal Charles and ran 21 yards for the winning score just 9 seconds later. Manning completed 26 of 45 passes for 256 yards, three touchdowns, and one interception for the 2-0 Broncos. Manning is 14-1 lifetime against the Chiefs. The Chiefs are 1-1. Charles led the Chiefs with 125 rushing yards on 21 carries and one touchdown, but he had two fumbles as the Chiefs committed five costly turnovers in that game. In college football last night, Deshaun Watson threw two touchdown passes. Wayne Gallman ran for 139 yards, and number 11 Clemson was a winner as they held off Louisville 20-17 in the Atlantic Coast Conference opener for both of those schools. In baseball, John Lackey pitched seven shutout innings in the National League Central, leading St. Louis Cardinals beat Milwaukee 6-3 Thursday night in a game delayed after Brewers pitcher Jimmy Nelson was hit in the head by a line drive. The Cardinals swept the three-game series to extend their winning streak to four, and they now lead second-place Pittsburgh by five games in the division race. Nelson was struck in the back of the head by a line drive from Tommy Pham in the third inning. Nelson crumbled on the mound and remained prone for about a minute. He later walked off the field and was hospitalized after a CT scan showed a contusion. Lackey scattered five hits and two walks while striking out eight in picking up the victory. Elsewhere in the National League, the Cubs beat the Pirates 9-6. It was Miami over Washington 6-4. In the American League, Omar Infante drove in a career-high seven runs, and the Kansas City Royals overcame some early sloppiness in an 8-4 win over the Cleveland Indians last night. In other American League action, Oakland beat Chicago 4-2, Baltimore over Tampa Bay 4-3, Texas topping Houston 8-2, the Angels outscored Minnesota 11-8. In interleague play, it was Toronto topping Atlanta by a 5-0 final. And again, a reminder, we do have Cardinal baseball this afternoon here on KJAN as the Cards and the Cubs will play at Wrigley Field. Early start, 12:25 is pregame, 1:20 is the first pitch for that contest this afternoon here on KJAN. That's our check of sports this hour, brought to you by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center. Call Dr. Andrew Stanislav at 800-334-5516. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.